The Eagles rematch with the Dallas Cowboys features the opportunity to once again take on the league's leading rusher in DeMarco Murray. The Eagles held him to a season-low 73 yards in the first meeting and are looking forward to the second battle.
The way they've been successful this year is when they established a run. They've got a great running back in DeMarco Murray and a great offensive line to give them space. So I think that's still their number one plan, and that everything kind of builds off of that run game.
You got to go out there and just try to impose your will from play one, from snap one, and throughout the course of the game. They're pros, and obviously you would hope that they're mentally tough, just as you are. But again, you got to go out there from the first play, try to hit somebody in the mouth, and just let them know it's going to be that kind of ball game. Is obviously they're probably trying to do to us.
You just can't wake up one day and say, "Hey, this game's really important this week," and then that diminishes the game next week. But every game comes down to. And in this league, because everything is so close. I mean, every game you play, no matter whether it was the opening game of the year or it's this game this week, our whole mantra has always been it's always on the line, no matter who you're playing, when you're playing them.
One of the players who will be key to stopping Murray will be linebacker Michael Kendricks, who was also outstanding last Sunday against Seattle. The third-year player has become a true playmaker, especially in the absence of D'Amico Ryans.
But I think the coaches called on us all, especially as a linebacking core, to step up and take it up a notch. And Michael's kind of been the epitome of doing that. You know, he's made last game, I think, double-digit tackles, a couple tackles for loss.
That's just, you know, that's what you expect out of Mike. You know, obviously he's a tremendous athlete. You know, he's a football player, really. Just anytime he sees a ball, he just goes and gets it. And, you know, he goes 110% full speed, you know, every play.
We got another game to go out there and play in, so it doesn't really matter what happened before, because this is what's happening now, you know. So we don't really pay attention to what, you know, the past is the past, and the future is the future, and we can only control what we can.
Dallas head coach Jason Garrett clinched his first winning season by virtue of the team's win last Thursday against the Chicago Bears. Garrett is not making any excuses for the Thanksgiving route, but he expects a much better effort this time around.
We played a game on Thanksgiving. We play it every year. Philadelphia did a nice job in that ball game, and they won it. And you know, we have to live with that reality. And that game, you know, we put that behind us a long, long time ago and got on to the next challenge in Chicago, and now we have a chance to play the Eagles again. They're an awfully good football team, regardless of when you play them and where you play them, and we're preparing for that challenge.
You can now check out the entire conference call with head coach Jason Garrett here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. The Eagles made a roster move on Wednesday, signing Jerome Cupland III, a safety from the Detroit practice squad. He was a rookie free agent out of William & Mary, who had played 8 games for the Lions this season. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us in this edition of the 360 Update presented by Sports Authority. Let's send it back inside the studio for more with Dave and Bo.